Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And at 27 to 11, Mark McNamara joins us. G'day, Mark.
Good morning, Sean. Morning, everybody.
Yeah, what have we got for us today?
Yeah, busy day coming up. A couple of meetings across New South Wales again, Sean. We'll get to them shortly. Going back to yesterday, a couple of meetings in New South Wales as well. Tamworth had the day slot. Lola Wiedemann with two wins and Clayton Harmy also with a couple of wins took the honours at that meeting. We went to Penrith last night. They had the seven races and four of them were won between Paul Fitzpatrick as a trainer with two and the Kevin Pizzuto-Todd McCarthy combination also picked up two wins. The first four races at Penrith last night were won by the favourite, so favourite punters off to a good start, winning more than half the card last night. Our two meetings today come from Wagga. They have a total of eight races at the Riverina Paceway, a 1:02 start. And you'd imagine Bathurst would get quite a good crowd, especially with the track being in such close proximity now to Mount Panorama. Good idea to chuck this meeting on Friday night before the Bathurst 1000, a 5:55 start time for Bathurst tonight. They've got eight races going through until 9:33, so that's what's coming up this evening at Bathurst and also this afternoon at Wagga. Hoping to catch up with Ellen Bartley shortly. Ellen's got quite a busy day when it comes to the back half of the program, including three runners in one race, which is race number 7 at 4:48. We're also going to talk to Doug Hewitt, who's going to be a busy man at Bathurst, and more so with Bernie Hewitt injured at Eugowra on Monday. We'll get an update on Bernie's condition from Doug shortly. But Ellen Bartley is our first guest this morning. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you going?
Good, thank you. What sort of day we got down in the Riverina today?
It's nice and sunny, not too hot yet, so that's good.
And a later start for you, don't get underway until race number four.
Yeah, race number four, Jack's Last Hurrah in the first, yep.
You've had some good luck on this horse. It's won a couple of races 4 and 5 starts ago. You've driven it both times, so obviously you and him click quite well.
Yeah, I think we get along quite well. He's a bit of a funny horse to drive and it takes a lot of patience to get him around. But I actually really, really like him and I think he's got a big future. He's just very green and a bit dumb, so he's got a lot to learn. But once he puts it all together, he's going to be a nice horse, I think.
He didn't have a whole lot of luck up at Eugowra at the two meetings up there. Is he better suited to a bigger circuit like the Riverina Paceway, being as green as he is, than a tighter circuit like Eugowra?
Yeah, I definitely think he likes Riverina Paceway a lot. Like, it is bigger and he seems to get around the corners a lot better. He's a big striding horse and, every time I've driven in there, he's gone really well.
You've got three runners in race 7. This is the first time you've had three in one race?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I've had a couple of double ups, but I'm not sure if I've had the three. Oh, I might have had three once before, but yeah.
How big's the team in work at the moment?
I've got 11 in work at the moment. Them three are sort of the only ones that are really racing. The others are all working up, so it's quiet at the moment.
Alrighty, let's get to them. We'll start with Late Night Dave, who's got the two saddle cloths. What do we make of that last start sixth? Because it was in good form before that performance.
She was in good form. She's a bit of a funny horse, like, to follow. She'll come out and go really well and you think, well, next week she'll go just as good, but she can throw the towel in a bit early. She's a bit of a tricky horse to drive. You sort of got to time your run with her. I think from the two, she should work forward and put on a good show if she's in front or even behind the leader. Hopefully she puts her best foot forward.
On to the 11, A Bit More Bliss. She must have been very proud of the performance up in town at Menengle last time.
Yeah, I really, really like this horse and I think he's got a big future. He's got a couple of little soundness issues, but I think we've got him pretty much perfect at the moment. I was really happy with his run at Menangle. He'd lost a bit of work because he had a hoof up just leading up to the race, but his performance was really, really good, all things considered.
And Hunza Valley, the 12, bolted in last start from a bad draw. Any reason why the horse can't do that again?
There's no reason why she can't do it again. She'll probably need a bit of luck. Like, it is a bad draw over the mile, especially at Wagga. It is hard to come sort of from behind unless you've got a really good one. And she always runs her honest race and very rarely puts a bad foot wrong. And I really like her chances as well.
you own that one. I've been away for a while. Just checking, the rule is because you own that one, you had to drive that one?
Yep, I had to drive her because I owned her, but I don't think I would have convinced Blake to get off a bit more bliss anyway.
And on to race number 8, you've got a drive for Lynn Hancock, who does a very good job with her team and just had no luck first up.
No, I really like this mare as well, and she really likes the Wagga track. If she can sort of lob close enough and get out sort of at the top of the straight, she's got a really strong, really powerful sprint. And I think she got knocked over or inconvenienced last start at Chuka, it might have been. She's got a better draw tonight, and hopefully she can land sort of up the front in the front runners and, yeah, use that really, really strong sprint that she's got.
That looks a good group of horses you've got in as a trainer or a driver. Is there one you're favouring perhaps more than the others?
Probably a bit more Bliss. I really like him. I think he's just going to keep on getting better.
That is race 7, number 11. Ellen, thanks for your time this morning and on the pace, and good luck down the Riverina Paceway throughout the day.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Ellen Bartley there joining us to look at her runners as a trainer and a driver, and 11 in work, 3 of them in the one race today. Race 7, number 11, A Bit More Bliss, is the best from the stable. So that's a look at Wagga, their first race getting underway at 102. And, of course, announced earlier in the week, the voice of the Riverina, Alan Hull, announced his retirement from Tab Racing from Australia Day next year. So they'll be very big shoes to fill, whoever slots into that role as commentator down around the Riverina, with the great Alan Hull hanging up the binoculars for Tab meetings in Australia Day. Doug Hewitt is joining us online. Dougie, g'day.
How you going, mate?
Very well, thank you. A couple of things before we get to the runners at Bathurst. Firstly, Bernie got tipped out. Rather nasty incident on Monday at Ugowra. Actually ended up being dragged along the outside fence with the elbow. How is he?
Yeah, he's not too bad. He's a bit busted and bruised, but he's getting around a lot better now and starting to get a bit more movement back in it. He's sort of just been light duties pretty much. He's not been able to do too much, but he's getting there now.
What sort of patient is he? Is he give old as well?
Oh, he's getting in the road more than helping, I think, at the moment, Mark. But he's going all right.
And, of course, in your other caper, you were captain coach and you won the grand final for the Bathurst Panthers. So is coaching something that you like doing as much as race driving?
Oh, it's definitely a challenge. I only took it over last year and we had a bit of success last year as well. So the 2 years have been good. It's put in perspective, but... at the moment I'm sort of more focusing on harness racing more than anything.
You're back to play and coach again next season too?
Yeah, I suppose I better sharpen, try and get the three-peat, mate.
Exactly. Who'd you beat in the final this year?
I ended up beating Mudgee. We ended up going the extra time and winning it by a field goal. So it's a very tight game and probably too tight for comfort.
All right, well, hopefully the luck of the Panthers continues on to Bathurst tonight. You're the man behind the team now with Bernie out injured. Any idea roughly how long he will be sidelined for? There's no breaks, just bruising, I believe?
Yeah, no, there was no breaks. A couple little things had to get stitched up, and, yeah, it's just more bruising than anything. But we're just taking it day by day at the moment. I'd say at least another week out of the gig, but knowing him, he'll try and probably come back sooner than he should. But I suppose I'll be up to the doctors giving him a clearance.
All right, well, we'll see if you can make hay while Bernie's out tonight. Race 1, number 1, Lord Denzel. Very consistent pacer, and you've come up with a nice draw to open the card.
Yeah, definitely. He's sort of just starting to hit his straps, this horse. He's been a bit up and down through the times, and he can get a bit keen. But tonight, drawing number 1, he has a chance to get out and see where he ends up. There's a couple of nice horses in it, like Joe Batters on the back line for Amanda. And you've got likes of Presidential Dude out a bit wider too, but... I'll just let him run out of the gate and see where we end up and take it from there.
Race number 3, you must have been proud of right about Lexi in defeat at Ugowra. Track record time to beat her.
Yeah, she's one of those little mares. There's not much of her, but she's just all heart. It was a massive run, even like bigger run from Steve's horse as well. But yeah, what she done for the size that she is, the little mare, she's a little freak. We all love her out here. And, happy to have the drive on her tonight.
She must have been bucking a brand off to be backing up from that run on Monday to run again tonight.
She's one of those horses that you wouldn't even know. She just puts in 100% every start, and then the next day you could go out and she'd give you exactly the same effort again. She's Yeah, one of a kind, a little girl.
A good draw with Angel Shark in race number 4. First up from a break tonight. Any trials leading into this?
Yeah, she did. She had one for Burn a week and a half ago and actually done everything pretty well. She's one of those horses that's just got better and better. At the start, we didn't know if she'd make a two-year-old, and then she made the two-year-old and just got better as she went on. And she was in pretty good form as she went for a spell. Come back this time, and she's shown just as much. She's actually not a bad chance there, not drawing one. It's another gun alley for her. So if things go her way, she could be right there in the finish as well.
Race number 5, and Scarlet Babe should be fitter for that first up 7th. Comes up with a nice draw, but you do meet the track record holder from Yugara in Maximus Red from last Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. She herself, she is a class mare. I've had a bit of success on her, and she's always shown a fair bit, this horse, but she just had a couple problems with probably up in the head. She's a bit erratic and can do a couple things wrong, but when she puts it all together, she is a very class mare. And I suppose having Maximus Red and Modern Maestro like a hot tempo, it could be a lot of speed, so we'll just have to see how that race pans out.
What does she get off the gate like? Are you a chance of crossing the one and then perhaps handing up to a favourite and giving yourself a chance to lane them?
Yeah, well, she's very quick out of the gate, so that's definitely a possibility. It's just she does love front running, but then again, she can come off the back of them, so it all depends on how the start of the race pans out and how much pressure's put on, but... I suppose, like, either way, she's a good chance, either leading or coming off the back of them.
And race 6, Snapshot's in really good form back in the winner's circle again last start, making it 3 from the last 5.
Yeah, she's one of those mares that sort of never really showed much potential, and then lately she just really hit her straps with this new rating system that sort of worked out pretty well for her. She finds a nice one there of Steve's, at Amanda's on that Rock On, but... Then again, she's just one of those mares that if she does get the right run like she has a couple of times lately, she could be right there in the finish again.
It's a nice book you got tonight, Doug. Is there one that you like more than the others?
I've always loved driving Scarlet. She's just one of those mares that gives you that good turn of foot that you just love sitting behind. But then again, I've got my horse in race 1, Lord Denzel. I've had him for a fair while and a couple of the footy boys are in on him, so hopefully he can be there in the finish as well.
Race 1, number 1. Well, may the Panthers' luck continue on to that. Good luck tonight at Bathurst, and give our love to Burn.
Yeah, cheers, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. Doug Hewitt there. Sean, wrapping up on the pace for this Friday.